There is no greater mystery than that of God. God will always remain a mystery. God will forever be surrounded by mystery, rather like the earth being surrounded by atmosphere. The atmosphere of the earth does not prevent us from flying out as well as back into it. It just means that when you return to earth, you must respect and slow down to safely meet its atmosphere. So it is with the perpetual mystery of God. Respect and slow down as you draw near to God's mystery. And interestingly, you can breathe in God's mystery just like you can the earth's oxygen. I have myself breathed in God's mystery, one with God's breath or spirit. In contrary, God will not remove the mystery of God. Rather, it will purify and even intensify God's mystery. You will both know and not know God at the same time. Just as you may know the you of another person, but not their I. So it is also with God, but much greater, for the I of God is far beyond the I of human persons. What you need to do is just talk to God, without attempting to figure out the who or the why of God. Take on faith that God knows you as none other, and that with that knowledge, God loves you also as none other. Then let your heart open to that loving mystery. You will encounter God's endless love and mystery. Embrace and enjoy them, for they will be with you always. A prayer poem of mine says what I mean here. I would rather talk to you than about you. When I talk about you to others, you are a silent partner in the discussion. When I talk about you, I cannot be who I am with you. I'm not in our safe harbor of mutuality, but on the sea of human discourse, where I must beware the shoals of shallow representation or the storms of fretful misunderstanding. But when I talk to you, I become myself as I lose myself in you. I re-enter the harbor of our common life, where the water is always calm and calming, as I slow down to let the lapping water love the vessel of my soul on its way to your shore.